You're listening to the 263rd edition of the Bitachon Podcast. We are learning together the Pasuk in Divrei HaYomim and Beis, Pasuk Chav. Vayashkimu b'boker vayitzel b'midbar Tekoa. They got up in the morning, they went out to the wilderness of Tekoa. V'tesam omad Yehoshaphat. As they went out, Yehoshaphat the king got up and said, Vayomer Shmo'uni Yehudav Yoshev Yerushalayim, listen up, people of Judah, those who dwell in Jerusalem, Aminu b'Hashem Elokeichem, believe in Hashem your God. And you will see that that belief will be brought to fruition. Haminu b'neviyov v'hatzlichu. Believe in his prophets and you will be successful. So we touched on something at the very end last time, which I'd like to start off with. And it's a really important point. He brings here from the Deferes Tzion, which says, as follows. Chizkiyahu v'yimtzeh, I'm going to read this part very fast because we already learned it last time. Pasuk says, strengthen yourselves. Mipnei deshefa ha'gvura ein echala la'odem ela keshehu mis'ayra mitchilo mi'atzmai lulcha milchames Hashem kefi koichoi. The power, the influx of Hashem's strength only comes upon a person when he awakens himself first to fight the fight of Hashem according to what he can. The way that Hashem's divine influx comes on the person is based on how much a person prepares himself to receive that divine influx. But it doesn't have to be proportionate to how much a person actually prepares themselves. Even a little bit of preparation can bring about a tremendous influx from Hashem. And obviously Hashem is much greater than we are. We're just human. There's a limit to what we can do. We only see things in a limited way. But Hashem obviously is transcendent, beyond everything. So we want to have access to this extreme power of Hashem. This all-encompassing power. Hashem gives wisdom to the wise, which means to say, I got to get a little wise, but the broader understanding of things comes from Hashem. That's what the pasuk says. You have to strengthen yourselves to fight the fight of Hashem. What does it mean to strengthen yourself in the fight of Hashem? It doesn't mean per se that I become a member of the army and I have to fight against my enemies. It means that I strengthen myself in my bitachon, in my faith in Hashem, and by strengthening myself in my faith of Hashem, so then Hashem's influx comes upon me. As Yehoshaphat says in our pasuk, Shema'uni Yehuda v'gaymer, haminu b'Hashem elokeichem. Listen to me, O people of Judah and Jerusalem. Believe in Hashem, your God, v'te'amenu, and that faith will be fulfilled. Haminu b'neviyah v'atzlichu. Believe in his prophets, and you will be successful. That's why he says to them, be strong. It says in the Ramam Beis, Perklam Beis. She mis amtsim bibitchon Hashem, shalitir mehaom and harav shalagoyim, veloitarts mibneim et negoy lakoichim. Don't be afraid of the strength of your enemies. Don't be afraid of their tremendous amount of soldiers or weapons or whatever it might be. Don't be afraid. Strengthen your emuna. Strengthen your emuna. Strengthen your faith. Doesn't mean that you can't strengthen your army, but strengthen your emuna. Okay, and here's something that we touched on last time and we didn't read. He continues. This is what he says in continuation. Pasuk says, Hashem your God, he is the one who goes with you. He will not let go of you, he's going to hold on to you, and he won't leave you. He says that usually a person has the ability to strengthen themselves in their home. Before you get out to the battlefield, it's easier to strengthen your emunah. You get out to battle, you see the overwhelming amount of enemies and their strength. It's out of one's ability to stop. A person feels fearful. Yoshalahazer al ze. It's not something that you can exhort somebody about. Al shein adam reshusa la'asim imenu ha'imav ha'pachu shivash shalabitzon. You can't stop yourself from feeling. You walk into a dangerous situation, you feel fear. Al ze omar ki Hashem lekecha ulechim cha lo yarbucha b'lezveka. That's what the pasuk is saying. It's saying Hashem is going with you. He won't let you go. He won't leave you. What does it mean he won't leave you? It means that if you strengthen yourself at home to hold on to him so that you are now in a state of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then once you get out to the war, even when you get out to the battlefield, Hashem, the connection to Hashem will remain. You strengthen yourself at home, you ask Hashem to stay with you, Hashem will not let go of you if you don't let go of him. He won't cause you, he won't allow a weakening of the connection that you had when you were strengthening your connection at home. According to how much you have strengthened your connection to Hashem when you were at home, Hashem will not let go of you. He won't leave you. The salvation that you will have will be based on the level of bitachon that you had when you were in your home. Right? That's not something that we really deserve. I get fearful. I go into a situation, I'm fearful, but no, Hashem is gonna look at the way you were when you were not in that position, not in that state. And Hashem is gonna show you kindness. Who? The pasuk says, it doesn't say Hashem, ki Hashem elokecha hoylech imcha. It says Hashem, your God, is the one going with you. It doesn't just say Hashem is going with you. He's the one going with you. He's the one going with you, means to say that from, it's going to be from his side. Who? He is the one who's going to go with you. Not because you necessarily deserve it, but because you try to attach yourself as best as you could, Hashem is going to fill in the rest. It's quite beautiful. He brings it from the Or Yechezkel. The point of truth is emuna, faith. The Gemara says in Makkos, Daf Chav Dalet, brings our pasuk in Chavakuk, Perek Beis Pasuk Dalet, the Tzadik Be'emunasa Yechya, that the bottom line of all of Yiddishkeit is that the righteous individual lives by his faith. Person has to have emuna, has to have bitachon. This is the most essential. If we could break it down to the core teaching of the Torah, that's what it is. Everything a person does has to be connected to his emunah. He brings our psukim when Yehoshua, the king of Judah, goes out to war. Don't be afraid of the great multitudes. The war is not yours, it's God's. Stand up and you will see the salvation of Hashem with you. Don't be afraid. Don't fear. You will go out tomorrow, Hashem will be with you. Like we said in our psukim, they got up in the morning, they got up, they went out to the wilderness of Tekoa, and he tells them, King Yehoshaphat, Shema Uni Yehuda, Yishvishalem Yeminu Vashem Lekechem, believe in Hashem, Te'ameinu, Aminu Benaviyah Vatzlichu, trust in his prophets, you'll be successful, Avshah Kodesh Baruch Hu Imam, Yeshuas Hashem Vadei Tavoy. They already knew that that's gonna happen. They already had a promise from a Navi. It's for sure gonna happen that they're gonna be saved. Nevertheless, you might not be talking, you might be confident, but you need to make sure that that strength of your belief doesn't leave you. We gotta hold on to it. If you want to succeed, hold on to that. Hold on to your emuna. Hold on. Emuna, faith, bitachon, is the foundation. It's the it's the shell of the building that we're building in order to have every single success. When a person has emuna, only then can they succeed. Brings here from the Sifse Chaim Friedlander. Yoshavet Amar Balef and Abar B'Yoser. In speaking about Bitachon, he says that Yoshavet said in the clearest way, that the success of the Jewish people is absolutely dependent on having complete faith in Hashem and in His prophets. According to how much a person strengthens their faith in Hashem, so according to that, the salvation will be greater. The king, he then turns to the people. What are the ways that they should, what are the means that they should use in order to defeat their enemies? They came out for war. Maybe it could be that we still need to do something to protect ourselves. Can we depend completely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu? This is something that was kind of a discussion between Yehoshaphat and the people, his advisors. Amaskana. Right, they're not going to fight, but maybe they need to do something to protect themselves. Because right, they already had a guarantee that they don't need to fight. What was the end of the matter of this advice taking? There were singers who got up to sing, and they praised Hashem. But says lifnei hachalutz, when they went out to battle, they said, "Praise is Hashem; His kindness is forever." Half of a fella says, "Reb Chaim Friedlander, it's a wonder." They hadn't won yet, but they're already singing. The enemies are encamped. They're ready to fight with the Jewish people. What kind of advice is to start singing? Yeah, that's the advice. Start singing. You want to see success? You want to see that you're going to have victory over your enemies? It's time to start singing and thanking Hashem for His great kindnesses. It's ma'ayir His kindness. It awakens His kindness. Let's see the next section, which really, from the Nefesh HaChaim, gives us the mechanics of it. Nefesh HaChaim says, "Anama inni kemesh kosav, shishchabrusa yizborach kiviyachol ha'ilamos, v'akachas kulam." The idea is that Hashem's connection, as it were, to all of the worlds, and to all of the powers in the world, chosidrem is kashrusam, all of their orders and the way that they connect to each other, became called Sidre HaNagasa Yisborach Yitonu. And also the order of the way that Hashem interacts with us. There is a direct correlation between the way that we act here in this world and the way that Hashem reacts and sends down the Shefa into the world. Hashem, as it were, shows us a smile, gives us an influx of goodness, of success, of whatever we need, based on us, based on our way of being. So, for example, we sit in front of the Sea of Reeds. We sit in front of the Yamsuf. Egyptians were behind us, sea is in front of us. There's nowhere to go, there's nowhere to escape. What does Hashem say? Why are you calling to me? It's not a time for prayer right now. Start moving. Start moving. Right? So what happens? What's it coming to say? It depends on you. You got to take some action right now. Gotta move. If they have the full emunah, the full faith and confidence in Hashem, and they go straight into the sea, their hearts are dependent on Hashem, they're not afraid. From that absolute belief and confidence that the sea will open for them, it's my belief in Hashem, it's my bitachon, right here, that the nes, the miracle is going to happen. That's what opens up the possibility for it to happen. What I do down here has a ripple effect that goes all the way up to the highest worlds. And then in turn, Hashem responds and sends down exactly what I'm looking for, what I need. Brings on the bottom in the note, Ubisefer Uvacharta Bachaim Kosov al Zevzelishone. In the book Uvacharta Bachaim, he says as follows, V'nira shezeu masha isa b'divrei ha'yomim etzel Yehoshaphat. This is what happened in our story with Yehoshaphat, k'shebo b'nei Amon u'moyav olav li'lochem, where they came to battle with us, the people of Amon u'moyav, and as we saw, the Amaleki people. Amon Navi Hashem Yechaziel ben Zechariah b'v'tiach lehem. The Navi of Hashem Yechaziel gets up and he promises them, lo ilochem li'lochem ezois. You do not need to fight now. Stand up and you will see Hashem's salvation with you. What happens the next day? They get up the next day and they go out to war. So Yehoshaphat says to them as follows. Right, as we saw, a few times already, he tells them, believe in Hashem, and you will see that your faith will come true. That's what we're talking about. I do it here. I have the faith, the belief. I demonstrate it. It has a ripple effect up, and it comes back down. You will see that it will be fulfilled. Believe in the prophets, and you will succeed. What does it mean, v'tameinu? It means, be people who have emunah, be people who have faith, who believe in Hashem, and you will succeed. See that the intent here is exactly like we said, even though they were already promised by the prophet, Hashem is going to do a miracle for them. Still, they needed to continue to demonstrate their emunah. Just like at Kriyas Yom Suf, they had to walk into the sea. They had to walk into battle with, maybe with their weapons not drawn or something, but they had to walk into battle with full belief that Hashem is going to make a miracle for them. It's coming to say that in order to be successful, you have to walk in with the right attitude. And we're talking about a case here where they didn't even have to do any ishtadlus really. But there is a necessity to walk in, to take the steps, to show that I believe it's going to be okay. You're going to walk into a place where there's this incredible amount of enemies. That sounds like an impossible thing to do. It sounds like something that's just, I can't do that. But no, walk into the place, walk into the area, walk into the, I don't want to say walk into a place of danger, but in this case, where you have a promise from a Navi, walk into the place of danger. Walk into the Yam Suf, walk into the Sea of Reeds, and watch it split in front of you. Watch the Amunah that you have, the impact of your faith, watch it have a ripple effect up to heaven, and watch it be reflected back down to you, and you will see that your Amunah, the faith that you have, will be fulfilled. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you again next time.